the riot on Radio U. I'm excited because after all of his high-minded podcasting, Stephen from Wolves at the Gate is finally slumming his way over to Radio U.
So I take it, has Stephen been just doing a lot of podcast interviews that you've been seeing?
I keep seeing him on all these podcasts.
Okay, and so now he's back to us again?
He's slumming.
Okay.
Listen, I'm back to my true love. That's
yes, they always come back, and that's fine.
He's like, you know what? Sometimes I like to visit, you know, those places where the less fortunate are, and
where he thinks it'll be more fun. Is that it?
Yeah, so I'll go visit Obadiah and Nikki's, and it's his good deed for the day.
Yes,
maybe
we appreciate
for the week.
It. Well, Steve, thanks for joining us from Wolves at the Gate. It is a win it before you can buy it day here at Radio U. So be listening because you will have a chance to win soon. The brand new album, Types and Shadows. And since we're talking Wolves at the Gate now, the chance to win should be soon.
So, Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Feeling a little bit like a zombie. So I have some news for you because this is what happens when I get on the phone.
You share news.
I give you an update on my life.
And okay, we're ready.
Because he's late, but my wife and I just had twins 3 weeks ago.
Aw, so cute.
You know what? Steve, you beat me to the punch because I was going to tell you how mad I was that you had kids. Because let me break it down for you. Steve gets married, tells me after.
Yes, okay? Not before,
well,
no
actually,
invite.
Wait, let's go back. Steve gets engaged, doesn't tell me.
Sure, okay? Sure.
Steven gets married, doesn't tell me. Steven has not one kid, but
two. Doesn't tell
you. Doesn't tell me.
I feel like it's one-sided.
I know.
So I'm a little worried. I don't want you to put yourself out there and then him hurt you.
It's already happened.
Well, congratulations, but of course we can assume that's why you are so sleepy.
Yeah, they don't know what night and day are yet, so that's like the big life lesson. If we can help them learn what daytime and nighttime is as soon as possible, that would be beautiful.
It is a lot, especially with the album release, because I know it's a busier time this weekend for you, so that's a lot to put on your plate.
Yeah, I got a full plate, pretty full plate, yeah. But I like the buffet, so I don't mind.
Now, have you talked to them? Like, did you explain to the kids that, you know, the album's coming out this weekend, or?
Yeah, we had a little sit-down, a little family meeting. They were pretty quiet about everything, so I think they're just processing it. They might tell me how they feel maybe in a couple of years,
sure.
But they know what's going on.
Okay. Maybe they'll spit up on the album. That's what they
is that,
I mean,
that
they've heard the new record, and they were hearing it while they were still in mom's womb, so
sure.
They actually know it pretty well.
Or if not, maybe that's why they're not sleeping at night, because it's a little bit much for nighttime music, if you want them to sleep.
Well, they like to scream themselves, so it's kind of just like a little bit of back and forth.
Aww.
Actually, you know what? That's probably, you guys
what
are just
noise,
used
then?
To
yeah,
that.
You
you're just
play
like,
it.
Whatever, like they're
it
just feeling the
you.
New record. It's totally fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're speaking their language, you know, every time Nick screams. I think they understand that.
So. Totally. So we're talking to Steven from Wolves at the Gate about the fact that he tortures small children with his album. It's awesome.
That's what I got from that.
It's my own.
Yeah.
It's my own.
That's what I got from that. So, Steven, aside from having kids, what's going on with the band? You guys are, you're still together, right?
We are.
Don't tease him. Don't tease him. Just let him talk new album stuff. Don't tease him again.
I don't think he can help it, you know. And
I
it's
know.
Also so much fun for me, so I can't stop.
Well, you paused just long enough. I thought, oh, no, he's going to believe
he's
him.
He's going to be like, well,
no.
Actually.
Yeah, I had two bombs to drop today.
Yeah.
Twins and the band done.
That's it.
Man, just in time for the new record.
It's this new thing we're trying where we put out new music and then disband.
Right. Well, you know what? Maybe that becomes a collector's edition and then...
You get more for it.
Yeah.
So the new album,
yeah.
Types and Shadows, is out tomorrow. And then on Saturday, you guys are doing your album release party for those listening to Radio U88.7 in Columbus in Ohio. That's going to be at the Park Street Saloon on Saturday for the album release show.
Yes, and I can't wait for that.
Now, are you guys doing a full-blown tour? Are you just doing a couple of shows? What's happening?
So we're just going to be doing a lot of spot shows just because... I don't want to be away from these new children that I've been waiting for 9 months.
Sure.
And also my wife. So we're going to take it a little easy, for the rest of this year. And then we'll be working on some stuff, hopefully, for next year. Get rolling again.
Yeah, so what the heck are you doing? All right. Like, you're putting together spot dates. You're hanging out with the kids. You're releasing an album. Like, what are you doing in the meantime? Anything else?
I've always done carpentry on the side. I enjoy doing it, you know, and two, it's just an easy thing for me to pick up, you know, in between tours and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Dude, this guy, he's got a lot going on, Nikki. So, Steven, like, do we want to talk any more about the album? Is there anything insightful that you could tell me that you have already said on all those other podcasts?
About Times and Shadows that now it's your opportunity to tell Radio U about?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, let's just assume that no one's listened to the podcast, but I think you stalk me. You know, and that's when you're upset you don't know information.
Actually, if you want, like, I actually listened to you on the Reformed and Something podcast, I think it was. I listened to your interview on that.
Okay.
Now, he didn't just say, I listened to your great interview on that. you weren't as flattery with that.
It was an interview that I did noticed. Consume. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's hard to say anything about the record in like a couple sentences and do it justice, but what songs have people heard on Radio U?
Well, Flickering Flame.
Oh, cool.
So I'll tell you what, let's stick to that. Talk to us about Flickering Flame. Where are you coming from on that?
Flickering Flame is definitely like a band favorite, just because of the tone of the song and the content. And so the song's basically just about the fact that I think we as people and, myself as a Christian, I think we try to pretend as if we're strong and we've got things figured out, but there's an internal battle and struggle that goes on for me is believing that God loves me, really. And that sounds crazy, but I think everyone struggles with that, because what happens is when we see ourselves fail, we see ourselves fall into things that we never thought we would, or we just feel like we're in like a dark time. We feel like our faith is flickering like a flame,
mm-hmm.
you know, and fading out. The problem that comes is that we put everything upon ourselves to figure out how to get out of that feeling or that darkness or that situation. And we basically try to like self-motivate, and that's not the model, you know. And usually when these things happen is because we forget what the gospel says. We forget that, God has done a work through his son to love us perfectly, because there's nothing we could ever do to motivate God to love us. It's what he did. You know, that's what it says in 1 John, here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us gave his son as a sacrifice for us. And the song is about the fact that so much we look internally waiting for ourselves to change, but the reality is that God's love has never changed. It doesn't matter that you don't feel it. It doesn't matter that you don't see it. The question is, do you believe what he has said, and do you believe the gospel? And, that's what that song's basically about. It's just kind of being honest that though my faith, you know, is like a flickering flame, God's love is like this inferno. Like, it doesn't change, nor does it change based upon what I do or how I feel. And that's what's so beautiful about it. So it's basically just a call to take your eyes off yourself and look upon this perfect work that God has done to take away sin and to perfectly love people like us.
Man, Steven from Wolves at the Gate talking about Flickering Flame. Now, the album is out today. No, tomorrow. Types and Shadows, but we're giving it away today.
Yep.
So what do you think, Nikki? Caller 7?
I think it would be fitting, of course.
All right. Steven, thanks so much for being on the show and letting us be, I'm not going to say mean, but, you know, speak truth to you.
You always do. And
in a
and
kind and loving
funny.
Way.
All right, Steven.
If you ever are speaking truth to me and it's not funny, then I might be a little upset. As long as it's funny, I'm good with it.
That's as long as you keep up with that part.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's funny because it's real.
Just of course.
So.
Right. We'll take caller number 7, your chance to win Types and Shadows, which is out tomorrow, but we have a Win It Before You Can Buy It today. So caller number 7, and then don't forget also the album release show will be in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday at the Park Street Saloon. So details available through RadioU.com.
877-2-RADIO-U.
For your chance to win, it is Flickering Flame.
It's The Riot.